I'm speaking with Professor Sarah Covert. She's an associate dean at the University of Georgia in Athens. She's also one of my dearest friends. We were roommates together when I was in medical school and she was doing her PhD in fungal genetics. And she's here visiting me and I just discovered that she's a jaw clincher. Sarah, welcome to Berkeley and to Naging Now.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Sarah, you just revealed intimate detail of your life that I never knew before, that you are a jaw clincher. Tell me about it.
My dentist was the first person to bring my jaw clenching to my attention. She said she suspected that I was clenching my jaw, or actually quite convinced that I was, based on the wear patterns on my teeth. She recommended that I wear a mouth guard during sleep in order to protect my teeth from further damage. That was probably about 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago, and I wear it every night. If I skip a night by accident, I wake up in the morning and actually can feel the tension in my jaw. It's not very painful, but I have this sensation of fatigue and mild discomfort right at the jaw.
Did you ever notice waking up with headaches or finding things difficult to chew or having more pain when you were chewing on hard things?
Only very rarely. I've had a few episodes of pain in my jaw that I oftentimes couldn't quite tell what was the source. However, most recently in the fall, about 6 months ago, I had several weeks where the pain in my jaw really was catching my attention and making me concerned. It was sore, even when I wasn't chewing. There was just an aching feeling. Finally, what I realized was that it was probably due to the fact that I was chewing gum quite frequently. I started chewing gum as a habit after drinking coffee because I just liked the taste.
You started drinking coffee.
I did start drinking coffee. I associate that with the pressures of my job, a chronic lack of sleep. I actually never drank coffee, pretty much had a caffeine-free life until the last 3.5 years. And that makes me an anomaly among my friends. And now I have caffeine probably a couple times a day.
Wow, Sarah, things are changing.
Not for the better on all cases. So actually, it was while discussing the jaw pain with a Feldenkrais practitioner, the idea that the chewing gum might be a cause for part of that problem sort of crystallized in my mind. And so I started avoiding chewing gum and drinking less coffee. And now I pretty much just drink tea. Pretty quickly, the jaw pain disappeared. It has not come back until just the other day when I chewed gum for more hours while traveling, probably for about 4 hours, and at the end of the day, my jaw hurt again.
Yeah, chewing gum is probably not a good idea if you have any kind of jaw pain happening at all. And the thing with caffeine is that in general, because it's kind of a stimulant, it does increase the muscle tension in your body throughout your body. And so that would just in general make your muscles tight.
More susceptible to trouble then.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, your masseter muscle is tightening up and clenching down. So you want it to actually loosen up and relax.
Okay, that makes sense.
So what happened 5 or 6 years ago? What changed in your life that might have brought on this new habit of clenching your teeth?
Well, you know, I think the dentist felt that it was likely to have been a longstanding problem. So probably had existed prior to that for several years, given the fact that my teeth were showing damage. It didn't look so much like I was grinding that much, but just clenching, a little bit of side-to-side motion, she said. So I guess that would be grinding. But my husband had never noticed any noise. I'm not a noisy clencher. I guess some people are quite loud when they're grinding their teeth. So if we go back a little further, 10 years ago, I had children. I had twins. And so perhaps it was in association with that event, which was very exhausting and stressful while joyful at the same time. Perhaps that was the time when I started clenching my jaw. And then it took several years for the damage to show. She also was a new dentist at the time. So this idea came up when she made her initial examination of me on entering her practice, and no prior dentist had ever mentioned it.
That's very interesting. Obviously, the night guard is offering you some relief because you notice when you don't wear the night guard that you feel worse. But that's not actually stopping you from clenching. It's just, you know, offering you a little space in between your teeth. So what changes do you think you could bring into your life that would actually make your sleep more peaceful?
Probably having a less busy life. I mean, I think a lot of the stress that's in my life is the consequence of having a full-time demanding job, two very active children, and just trying to keep up with the demands of both of those responsibilities.
And you also have some personal creative pursuits that you would like to incorporate into your life as well.
Absolutely. Dance has been a longstanding love of mine, and it's been squeezed out in the last several years because of all these other work and family obligations.
So you're missing out on that whole dopamine rush that you get.
Yes. I still get some exercise, but it doesn't...
It's not the same as dancing.
It is not. I would agree. I don't enjoy it. It doesn't bring me a sense of pleasure and fun and happiness that dance does.
So you think that making your life a little bit less busy would allow you to have a more peaceful sleep?
I think it would. I think it would make me feel less anxious and stressed overall. And I'm assuming that the clenching is some manifestation of that sort of anxiety and just the feeling that you can never get caught up. I do think there's a lot of tension in my life that I carry with me during the waking hours, so it's not that surprising that it's there when I'm sleeping too.
So here's the thing. I mean, you've got a great life from the outside, right? You're associate dean at a university, you're a professor, full tenure, you've got a great husband, you've got beautiful children, a boy and a girl, you've got a lovely house in a safe neighborhood. Everything is great. You've got your mother close by, your sister, and you have a good relationship. Everything is really lovely in your life. And this is not specific to you, but this is true for many of us, that we have bountiful blessings in our life, and yet we're not sleeping peacefully. It's not just you, it's like millions of us. And so the question is, how do you become less busy? How do you find the way to manage your life to sleep peacefully?
Well, I think for me, the place that seems the most appropriate to work on modification is probably at work. So a goal for myself in the coming year is going to be to try to reorganize my work responsibilities so that they don't absorb so much of my mental energy. So I'm going to be trying to do some things that will relieve the pressures at work, so that I can, when I'm home, feel more present and focused on the family activities and less concerned about all of those work things that haven't gotten done yet.
Beautiful. That is a really achievable goal.
I hope so. Should I report back in a few months, let you know how I'm doing?
Absolutely. We want to hear from you.
Okay. I'll plan on that.
Super. And let's make it a live conversation once more.
Okay. Sounds awesome.
Excellent. Well, it's been a real pleasure having you here today, and thank you for sharing.
It's been my pleasure, too.
That was Sarah Covert, my dear friend from Athens, Georgia.
Don na na katta dhage tare kita dhin dhage dhin dhin nada nada takita takita dhage tarikita dhage tarikita tunna kita ta gain ta ta tarikita tunna kita ta gain ta ta tarikita tunna kita ta gain ta ta ek dhin dhin nada nada takita takita dhage tarikita tunna kita ta gain ta ta tarikita tunna kita ta gain ta ta tarikita tunna kita ta gain ta ta Dina Dina Nada Nada Takita Takita Dage Tarika Dage Tarika Duna Kita Ta Gain Ta Ta Tarika Tuna Kita Ta Gain Ta Ta Tarika Tuna Kita Ta Gain Ta Din